Please contribute if you can, and if you contribute, give me your address, please, so I can write a nice letter to you and thank you. Also, subscribe. And Patrick Gossage is here. He was the press secretary to the first Trudeau, who was prime minister, and he joins me now because we know the walk in the snow has gone past, but a lot of people are saying that he still has to go. Do you agree with that? Do you think he has to go?
There's certainly a fairly large number of liberals, and of course it's all pss. Don't say anything because the PMO will get you.
Well, that says something about the PMO too, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. They watch this show every day, I'm told, but I haven't had the Mounties knocking on my front door.
Anyway, so so the fact of the matter is that Trudeau, like 40 years ago, did it, and he did it because he felt he had a legacy.
The Constitution,
separatism in Quebec had finally been voted
bilingualism in the government.
It was time, and he was tired. And he told Tom Axworthy, he told me this, that the day before, that I've just had it, and there's nothing left on my agenda to do. Now,
Young Trudeau, though, Canada's hosting G7 next year, and he loves the limelight. Will he not stay just to do that?
No, well, that's another question. I mean, the fact is there a lot of people feel that it's time for him to take a walk. And, I mean, I did a piece, and I went through the legacy. I went through the 300,000 kids that he's out of poverty. I went through, the dental care. I went through. Now it's PharmaCare.
Liberals will argue with that because dental care is a flop. PharmaCare, we don't know anything about yet. Lifting kids out of poverty, I will take issue with you about any day. This government, I will say, has been one of the most incompetent governments in Canada's history.
Whatever you say, there's no doubt about it that there's been no prime minister or government for a long time, almost never, that's had such low ratings. So,
right.
I mean, he is facing, let's face it, defeat. So it's either go down with the burning ship or go down with the sinking ship or resign now. And I mean, these are arguments that are being made, and I know that he has been approached by a couple of people to say it's time.
But you've been in the PMO during this, and you know that Elder Trudeau, 78, 79, know what they were saying. They said, you know what? We're going to go down, and it's a lot more fun being in power than being out of power, so why go early? He can be in power for at least another year and a half constitutionally.
But
give up the planes?
If he does, it's a very, very selfish kind of decision to make because the party is in bad shape. This is something I didn't know, but I've been doing some research. The party's practically non-existent now.
Yes.
Since he turned all these good party politicians into independent senators and doesn't name liberal senators anymore, all that power that used to be there, including Davey and all kinds of people and Smith and people we know, they're gone.
I have to call because it's 3 minutes, but you know what? We're going to come right back and continue this with another 3 minutes.
Okay.
Right back for the next show. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.